Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
And it is a lovely morning, a lovely spring morning. We're turning to Jude, and we're going to read from verse 5 through to verse 7. Three verses this morning for us to consider. So let's read verse 5. Everybody looking at it and follow. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Notice that phrase. That's the key phrase in our study today. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate. That is, they didn't remain in the position that God placed them when he created them. They stepped outside, as it were, God's will and purpose for them. But left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, those two evil cities that we read about in the book of Genesis, and the cities about them. You know, we forget that, don't we? It wasn't just two cities, but there were other cities in the same vicinity who were just as wicked, and they too, we are told here, were judged. And the cities round about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, were set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Those are the verses we want to look at this morning in the will of the Lord, and may the Lord help us and give us understanding. The opening phrase of these verses I've already emphasized, and it forms the basis of the first point that I want to stress today, and that is this. Preaching is essentially a reminding people of what has already been said by God and the servant many times before. Look at what it says. I will therefore put you in remembrance. He's saying something that had already been said to them, but they likely had forgotten. You boys and girls, well, that's what we fight in school, isn't it? We learn our times tables and then forget. And when the teacher says, can you recite the fourth times table, we just have difficulty remembering. Well, it's the same with God's word. We hear it many times, but still we forget. And even when we could quote God's word, we forget to obey it. We forget to put it into practice. Oh, how forgetful we are. And I, as a preacher, and every other preacher, everything they say has been said before. It's been said before. There's no new message. No new message whatsoever. In fact, if somebody gets up on the pulpit and says something that is new, it's a lie from the devil. It's not God's truth. Because God's truth is the old message that we have in the Bible and repeated again and again and again in the Bible. Every prophet that came along, his voice sounded different. The way he spoke was different. He maybe had a different accent from the prophet that went before. But he taught the same message. He taught the same message. You see, boys and girls, since the earliest days of mankind, God has been setting out his truth. And again, I'll illustrate this from school. From the first day you came into school, what you heard on the first day never changed. Day after day, year after year. Oh, it was enlarged upon, further explained, but it was the same basic truth. Because one and one will always make two. And if somebody comes along and says one and one makes three, you know that's just not true. And so it is with the Bible. Since the dawn of time, God has been setting out his word. And it's the same word spoken to Adam, as I'm going to speak today. Same basic truth. You see, I've already touched on this. We must be reminded constantly of what it is God says, because we forget. We forget. And you know rightly the teacher repeats things to you constantly. Not just in the classroom, but when you come scampering out of the classroom and jump off there and run down, what does the teacher say? Didn't I tell you not to run? You'd forgotten. And that happens again and again and again. Well, in like fashion, God's servants, the preacher, has to come and repeat, at God's command, the old truths. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, the verse 9, and I'm also quoting from verse 23 as well. Though ye once knew this, that's in our text, and what Jude is saying is an underlining of the forgetting that God's people are forever engaged in. Though you once knew this, you maybe have forgotten it and don't quite know it now. Well, in this portion in Deuteronomy we read, listen to what it says. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Then in verse 23 of Deuteronomy 4 we read, take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord hath forbidden you. So here's God reminding the people. And this reminding took place as they were marching away from Egypt to the promised land. And think of the things they had seen in Egypt, the plagues, the parting of the Red Sea, the destruction of the host of Pharaoh. How could they forget such things? But they did. They'd drift away from their mind. They'd forget the God who wrought such miracles. And they'd forget his word and they'd do wrong and sin against him. That's what God is warning about in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And it's the essence of what Jude is saying. I will put you in remembrance. I will put you in remembrance. It's ever been the desire of the devil and his agents to make Christians forget. That's what the devil just wants you to do. Forget about that. Forget about the Bible. Forget about God and what he has to say. Just do what you want to do. That's what the devil's up to. I'm going to read from Jeremiah, the chapter 23 and the verses 26 and 27. Listen, I want you to notice that Jeremiah was facing the same problem as God's servants have ever faced in their preaching. Jeremiah says, and he's speaking on behalf of the Lord, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. That's what the prophets were. They prophesied, they preached what was in their own heart. Oh, no, they didn't come and say, now let me tell you what I think. No, they didn't say that. Had they said that, you would know right away, oh, I'll not listen to you. I don't care what you think. I want to hear what God says. But they didn't say, this is what I think. They said, this is what God says. And it was a lie. God hadn't said it. It came from their own hearts. And why? Well, they think to cause my people to forget my name. That's what they were trying to achieve. Forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Now that has happened today. That's taking place today in most churches. The one that is worshipped in most churches today is not the God of the Bible. They might use his name and might tell people that this is the God of the Bible. They're telling lies, because the God they present is not the God of the Bible. Paul spoke to the Corinthians and warned them, look, he says, there are people come along and they preach another Jesus. Another Jesus. A Jesus of their own inventing. a Jesus of their imagination, not the Jesus Christ revealed to us in the Bible, but a Jesus who wasn't divine, who wasn't God, a Jesus who wasn't sinless but who made mistakes, a Jesus who wasn't virgin born, but he really was just the son of Joseph. In other words, not the Jesus of the Bible. That's what's preached today and what is believed today in the churches of the land to a very large degree. And it's nothing new, because it's ever been the purpose of the devil to have people reject the truth of God. Now, the second thing I want you to notice is we should particularly note what Jude wants them to remember. Now, Jude doesn't repeat Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, all the Old Testament books. He homes in on, he concentrates on certain events that he wants them to remember, because those events show certain truths about God, which is very important that we do not forget. Look at what he says. Would you read the text again? Verses 5 to 7. And I will therefore put you in remembrance, so ye once knew that how that the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, afterward destroyed them, because they believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Sodom and Gomorrah, they suffered the vengeance of eternal fire. That's what God wants you to particularly remember. It's the consequences of forgetting God. When you forget God, you go on a path of your own devising, of your own imagination. You follow your own desires. And there's a price to be paid. And Jude is here reminding the people of three instances, three examples of people suffering the consequences of forgetting God. Israel, they forgot God. And for that reason, we are told, because they believed not, God destroyed them. The whole generation never got into the promised land. You remember that? There's only two out of that whole generation that got into the promised land. The men who had remained faithful. Two men. And he mentions the fallen angels. At this very moment, boys and girls, many of the angels who were made perfect came forth from the hand of God back in the dawn of time, perfect being. Perfect, sinless, wonderful beings. But they rebelled, led by the devil. And God has them, if I might use a modern phrase, God has them in jail, awaiting eternal punishment. In chains, under darkness until the judgment of that great day. We must never forget that. And then, of course, he mentions Sodom and Gomorrah. They suffered as a result of not believing God, forgetting God, rejecting God. And these are but three examples of the price. And I'm standing before you today to call on you most fervently. Don't forget God! Because if you do, there's a price to be paid. The cost was very high. Look at the words that are here. Now remember, when Jude wrote with his pen, what he wrote was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Oh, it was Jude's handwriting, but the words were given by God. And look at the words that are used. Destroyed. That's the first thing. He saved the people out of Egypt. Afterward, destroyed. That word carries the meaning of being given over to eternal misery in hell. That's what that word carries a meaning of. Then the angels reserved in everlasting chains. If we could for a moment just imagine the mind of one of those angels who have forgotten God. They're under constraint and they cannot hope for anything good. They're there. No hope. And again, we read the price that Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about paid. They suffered the vengeance of eternal fire. Note the word vengeance. God is a God of vengeance. You cannot get away with defying God. God wants us to believe this. Boys and girls, there is an awful harvest reaped by those who forget God. Psalm 9 and the verse 17 says this, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." Now the fact that Jude has to remind the people of this, "though they once knew it," he said, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this." Is it not obvious that we're very slow to learn from the tragedies of others? We don't learn lessons. You know, every day I take a look at the news reports that are to be found on the internet, and invariably I read about a little boy or a little girl getting knocked down on the road. And you have to think, did they not hear about the little boy or the little girl who a couple of days ago got knocked down? Did they not hear that? Did they not learn that you can't just run out into the road? Oh, they probably did hear. They just didn't learn anything. They didn't take note. "It'll never happen to me," is what they thought. And God's people are like that. We're very slow to learn from the mistakes that others make and the price that others pay for forgetting God. Let me just make one point in closing. Like Jude, God's servants have to warn every generation against forgetting God. Preachers who went before me who served the Lord, they said what I'm saying today. They said what Jude said. Here is Jude, and he's been prompted by God to remind the people, don't forget God. You know, Jude's generation, in the days of Jude, that was in the days of Paul and Peter, John, the days of the apostles, the days of the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit following Pentecost. I think I can say there never were days like the days that God's people back in the days of Jude were experienced. There's been many revivals since then, but I don't think there were any days of blessing to equal the days of blessing that there was in the days of Jude. And yet they were in danger of forgetting God in the midst of the mighty blessings they were enjoying. You live in special circumstance. You're here in a school that is unique in many ways. There's not the like of it, certainly in this county and in the neighbouring county. We're one of very few Christian schools in Ireland, in the United Kingdom. And here you are enjoying these special circumstances. From you come through the door in the morning, the affairs of this place are governed by the Bible. We're reminded of God and His glorious mercy and grace. But you can forget God. Even you can forget God. The cost, I might say, of casting away the knowledge of God is highest amongst those who are the recipient of great privileges. These are the words of the Lord Jesus, Luke chapter 12, verse 48. "For unto whom soever much is given, of him shall much be required." If you have lived in days of privilege and you forget God, then your punishment will be greater than someone who forgets God but didn't have your privileges. Oh, bear that in mind. There is a magnifying of our guilt if we sin, having been taught the right way. One last thought as we come to a close. Those who forget God, forget the gospel, and live as if there was no God, will spend all eternity remembering the open door to heaven that they turned their back upon. That which was cast away by the Christ rejecter will live in his mind throughout the endless years of eternity. And that will add to his misery. I could be in heaven. And I'll never be in heaven. I'll be lost here in hell fire. What a dreadful thing it will be to have ever before your mind as a lost sinner the glorious gospel and how to get to heaven that was once offered to you repeatedly by the mercy of God, but which you turned your back on. Boys and girls, have you believed the mercy that's offered to you? Or have you, on hearing of that mercy in the past, just put it out of your mind? Beware. I have warned you today, in the name of the Lord, the price that is to be paid for such folly. Let's bow in prayer. O God, I pray that it may please you to apply the words of the gospel to the hearts of boys and girls, to us all, Lord. We are all prone to leave the God of heaven. Have mercy on it. Bless the school today and all connected with it and concerning it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.